Hi.
Thanks for joining me in your Pilates studio.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome.
Well, this is called Coffee and Conversations with Rachel. Mm-hmm. Since we're not in my studio, I do not drink coffee. Do you like coffee?
Of course. I'm Italian and I love espresso, lavazza.
Okay. Do you have a favorite place that you like in Italy? When you go back?
I love Florence, Venice, Rome, and of course my town that is closer to the border of France and Switzerland. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we went to Italy last year and it was gorgeous. Joe actually told us lots of places to go to.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we are starting a series on fitness and I immediately thought of you because I love your Pilates studio and just everything you just like do to continue your education on it and learning more. So I would just love to know, well, everybody to know like kind of what you do and like some of your certifications, and you're just so passionate about it and I love it.
Okay, thank you. I started in 2003. 2001, 2002, I discovered Pilates from a book. Actually, Joe sent me the book. And I said, oh, that's so cool because it's not just movement, it's how we move. And the important is not repetition, but the quality. So after that, in 2003, I started studying. And at that time, from Italy, we were in San Antonio, Texas. So I started studying there and I got my first certification and I started teaching. I got also for a pregnant woman and anyway, it was fun. And then we moved back and I found a great school in Florence where I got, again, I restart over and I got another certification. It's a complete certification, means it's like more than 600 hours every time of studying or practicing. And from there, for me, there is no one school is the best school. It's all schools can give you something more, right? So for me, it's I need to learn more all the time. Oh my God, it's so cool. I got this one in my pocket I can use with this person. And in these 22 years, I also studied the function of the brain. So I got certified with the university called Z Health. And when we study cerebellum, the medulla, and blah, blah, all the part of the brain. Because so I have tools if somebody after a stroke or head injury or anything. And then I start studying fascia she is the daughter who found the fascia during dissection.
Oh, that's neat.
Very beautiful. Because the more you see from the inside, not just muscle and bone, but how we are made, the beautiful gift that we have, you can help more. So I went to do dissection for 2 days. And now in February, I'm going again for 6 days, just because the more I know, the more, okay, I see and I can help.
Yeah.
I create my technique. It's called the Allegri method, because it's not just Pilates. I think it's 360. We need to know how the system working, the parasympathetic system, the lymphatic system. So for me, it's teaching you, okay, oh, I see you're maybe swollen. Let's do some 6 points for the lymphatic system. So I teach you 6 points that you do every morning. Because for me, it's you can now... you're still coughing, you are inflammation. Or maybe people that want to lose weight, they cannot lose weight. It's not just for food. It's not just because they are not active, might because the system is not working well. Like the lymphatic system is like you go to the checkpoint at the airport or any place. Like, oh, you stop. What? Show me your cards. And it's the same. So if the system doesn't work well, you keep being inflamed, cannot go to the bathroom, you cannot lose weight, you cannot, you know.
Just all the things that are related.
So I everything is has to be working together, not just the muscle. I work with each bones needs to move right.
Yeah.
If you cannot do a circle with your finger or move your toes and it's.
So you can do like, look at a lot of things and tell kind of what that's really neat.
Yeah, especially in my new technique now, the cranial nerves are so important. So I make in the beginning work with eyes, tongue. I say, don't be too perfect when you do exercise. Don't be too beautiful. Just make ugly faces, because all the, like I always say, open your eyes, smile, tongue, tip of your, or look under the tip of your nose and tongue, and all these crazy faces, because all the cranial nerves are starting from the cranium. So the eyes, your face, the tongue, the vestibular system, people with vertigo, or balance. I have a lot of elderly people coming in the morning, dementia people. And so that's so important to engage the vestibular system. So I make them doing airplane, open arms. For me, like I'm writing the second book, The Allegri Method. It's not out yet, but for me, it's like be a baby again, right? Like touch your ears. So I teach the vagus self-massage from the ear. The baby, what the baby do? So we do that. Because smiling is good for a vagus nerve. We make humming sound. When you do, you can do any kind of exercise and do sound. So you engage the parasympathetic system. And for me, when they come, when they come here, one lady sent to me, this is my happy place. You can see over there, this is my place. Because the first thing that the brain wants to be safe. If you're not safe, we start having pain. Because I start tight.
You're not relaxed.
So the first thing for me is the people needs to be happy in a safe place. And so we create, without thinking, a community where everybody's helping each other. Everybody's happy and smiling. A real smile. It's like, it's not saying it's a church, but it's a community with family.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And already when they step in, they say, wow, I feel better. But why? Because the brain, it feels safe.
And your studio is very relaxing, though, too. You have candles, and it isn't super bright in here.
And we studied the color, like blue and pink. We studied
so
you've
even studied that.
Yeah, when we opened in 20 years ago, we opened in Italy, same studio, same color, because they did their research in Germany about which color relax and make people feel safe. It's pink and blue.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, so it works in here.
Thank you.
What would you say to someone? Say someone's been out of working out for like 10 years and they're discouraged and they're trying to get back into it. What would you say to like help them kind of thing? Yeah. Or they had an injury too and they don't want to like re-injure themselves or.
Okay. For me, again, I start moving eyes, tongue. Because from the eyes, I see where is the problem. Or for the tongue, I see. Like, oh, I got injury on my neck. Oh. So if you're right, that's a trick that you guys can do at home. If your right side, it's your right side is tense. I said your eyes moving ipsilateral, so towards the side that you have pain, you're moving towards the side. And then you close your eyes, you go back towards the center, help for the pain.
Oh, wow.
Your arm is to be the opposite. So do you have any pain on your neck right now? Move your head.
I mean, I feel a little bit tight right here, but
So
you already saw it.
I saw the shoulder. Anyway, so lift your left and thumb out. Okay. Now you're going to look at your thumb. Okay. Close your eyes and bring them back towards the center. Now try not to move your head. Open your eyes. Close. Open.
No, wait.
Close. Open. Close. Open. Close. Open. Close. Has to be 20, 30 times. But we're not going to do 30 times.
Okay.
Close. One more. Open. Close. And lower your arm and recheck your neck.
It does feel a little
like that. We should do 30 times. We did maybe 10. And that helps because the brain is the brain that sends you sensation of pain. obviously somebody, I have people with after knee surgery, hip surgery. So when the doctor says start your PT, maybe instead of going to the PT people that come here.
Oh, okay.
But I want first the doctor say, yes, you can move, and then we start. So we start with making people check from there, because you saw the pain, it goes away.
So starting here, basically, and then.
And then when people have maybe pain on the hips, on the back, also check the hips. Because a lot of time the hips are off alignment.
Uh-huh.
And you start feeling shoulder, foot. So this is private lessons.
Yeah.
So I check the hips and make people walk and see if it's better or not better. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I'm start teaching how to breathe. The breathing is important.
Yeah.
So breathing, I call the armpits breathing. because you need to start breathing laterally and from the back. Because it's good for the heart, too. And then you close your rib cage. And then from there, we start moving. And it's not just moving the joint that is hurt, but it's everything around. Because you got injured because maybe someplace else doesn't work correctly. So you need to see everything.
Okay, so maybe if you were injured, figuring out that root cause before you get back in to any kind of thing to figure out. Yeah.
And then people, they say, I need to work more on that side because it's weaker. It's not true. Because the science keep going on. The science also said if you have pain in your right arm, or it's weaker if you work on your left arm, brain-wise, you make your right side stronger.
Wow. Okay.
Because we always need to...
multiple times. Yeah.
Yeah. We always need to keep researching and not be stuck 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? That's the beauty that I love. Knees are reading research. Wow, okay, yesterday I said something wrong because the research today says something. Maybe today is wrong tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we need to keep the mind open, but keep evolving.
Yeah.
Because,
to just not get discouraged, right? I'm like, I haven't worked out in forever.
No.
Like, let me figure out the root cause so I can get back into.
Yeah, the first thing is also in group class, it's make the joints moving. Uh-huh. I have people that... And I always, I'm not moving for 20 years. Better. So you don't have, you didn't learn in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And that's wrong too. There is no wrong way and right way. The body needs to move in all the direction. So doing a squat, for me, when you do a squat, I teach you, okay, do a squat with one leg in internal rotation, opposite leg in external rotation, your head rotating one side. It's not be perfect. Because in the real life at home, I need to pick up a plate. And I do that. I need to pick up a pencil. Maybe I do.
Yep.
I have a kid. Oh, right?
Yes.
So it's not, we will never, pick up the plate, knee, and line.
You're not going to go down in a perfect squat form.
Me is teaching you that you need to move in all the direction so you don't have pain. Because your brain is, I feel safe. I can do multiple things with my body. I already did that. Feel safe. I didn't get hurt. So,
That's so when you talk about it that way, are there like brain exercises you can be doing at home to kind of help with, getting back into working out or just life in general?
Yeah. Right away. I say, okay, the first thing the brain is feel safe, right?
Yeah.
From how I need to be able to see, but not to see because I need glasses. That's okay, yes. I need to be able to turn my eyes right and left, up and down. So I need, because I notice the people, they don't know how to move the eyes. People that are using the head all the time, they don't have the reason why I need to bring my eyes up.
Yeah.
So it's not too good for athletes to use the how to say?
Oh, the hats?
The hats. Because the eyes, they never go up. Why do
so
they
baseball
go?
Players? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Like my kids?
So it's not because they will never. And then now, video games, telephone, or computer, the eyes, it's there.
Mind your neck.
There. Besides, it can be there. But they don't move. So one thing is blinking. And another way is blinking. It's related to the shoulders. So when you have injury on the shoulder and you do your exercise, blink. Ooh, pain is gone. Because in the brain, blinking associated with the shoulder. That's my job.
Yeah.
connecting the brain with the parts. So it's becoming super cool, like magic.
It's right? Because so it's interesting.
And we have this brain that we need to use it.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and then like tongue. If I say to the clients and I say, okay, and I check the tongue. If the tongue is light, go to one side and the other side, and they don't know. They're not doing it on purpose. Okay, it's a light bulb. Something is going in the brain. So I say, okay, try to do exercise with the tongue. And see which side is stronger. So if you have a strength that is not stronger, you practice
the opposite side.
So you feel there. And you feel which side. It's like, okay. Oh my God. Get tired.
Yeah.
So you practice there. Then you come back to me and say, I recheck the tongue. If the tongue doesn't go, okay, go to the doctor because something may be.
Like if the tongue doesn't go to like one side.
Tongue out. Okay. If for you, it's okay. But if your tongue is light, go. And people, they don't know that. It's something on the brain.
Oh, interesting.
If you practice
exercise. Would have thought your tongue, too. Like, that.
You said something great. The tongue is connected to the core. So when I do a core exercise, I make people tongue out.
Because
the superficial fascia, the frontal superficial fascia is toes until the tongue. So when you do core or anything with the core, you feel your core more.
So you stick your tongue out while you're working?
Yeah, we stick tongue out. Eyes on one side, tongue on the other side, and make noise because vagus nerve. And that's another talk about anxiety and it's a panic attack. So I have these kind of people that are coming to me. They feel better because we are using all the cranial nerve that's helping to relax the system.
So interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I had a client that she couldn't move the arms and she was walking. It's like, but she didn't know.
Yeah.
So I said, that's not the way you're moving. So, okay, let's do eye circle. And it was so hard for her or him to do this eye circle. And she didn't know. So working on the eye circle, the tongue movement, she starts slowly moving arms. I said, okay, good. Now that's our exercise for do at home. You need to do every day.
Yeah.
To make the brain okay. Okay, I'm feeling safe so I can move my arms.
Okay.
Because some people, there's some pain. And say they got stuck there. The brain, if you don't use the part of the brain, you lose it.
Yes, I've heard that.
So it's about finding the part and start moving the part close to that part. Okay. And then you have a chart. Then I show people. It's called homunculus. Anyway, it's a part of the brain that you cannot smell. Some people can't smell. So I'm going to move more my eyes. Or eyes exercise. So my tongue. So I, in the part of the brain, that part from the nose doesn't shrink too much because I make this part working.
So the blinking helps with starting to help that.
Okay, some people can they don't have it. So I make, okay, you need to move your eyes, move your tongue, move your fingers, because in the brain it's all close together.
Yeah.
And in the part of the brain, the core is very small. So it's not too much important to just move the core. For me, the core is the core of your feet, the core of your legs, the core of your arms, your fingers. It's not just there. Because you can have sexy six packs, but if you don't have a brain, you don't go anywhere. So for me, exercise is everything from the smaller part, from your toes to your fingers to your nose. Everything.
I have
essential oil to smell. The people with dementia, Parkinson, or everybody's going to slowly forget. Uh-huh. We're forgetting all the time.
Yeah, I already do. So not
but smelling.
Good. What do I need to smell every morning?
Exercise smelling is so good for the brain.
Is there a certain essential oil, though? A certain smell?
Peppermint, if you want to run faster. But they did now a new university. They create a device that when you're for dementia people, they blows 40 senses during the night, two times during the night. So these people improve 300% because the smell is the olfactory. Cranial nerve 1 is working on memories.
That's really
so smelling is so important for smelling.
I'm going to smell essential oils every morning now.
But like a multiple.
Yeah.
Like coffee, salt, sugars. It's, oh my God, it's so important.
Okay,
and then we
really
have people with neck pain because they're tight.
Uh-huh.
I make people close their eyes. Cranial nerve 2 is working from, is just a sensory nerve, so light. So I relax my eyes looking towards the light. Oh, I say light, darker, to relax the neck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you are more in touch with your body because you're relaxing. So you close your eyes, sensory, light. And from there, really, I can feel from my cranium relaxing my neck, tight neck. Neck means tight hamstring. Oh, tight hamstring is connecting with my cranial nerve 7, 5, because you move and you need to move the jaw, connecting to your hamstring. So I make people move in the jaw.
Oh, goodness, that's so interesting because I have neck pain a lot.
To release the hamstring because in air extensor tone.
Okay.
Studying a lot what these 12 or 24, because it's right and left, the cranial nerve, they do to help you in the real world on the or in the exercise. Ooh, I feel tight in my hamstring. Okay, and with your jaw, move your head. And now try to touch your knees or the floor. Oh,
yeah.
I can do it because I'm working with your extensor tone from the brain, from the nerve down. Yeah, it's beautiful.
So the main thing, when you're going to start back working out, Pilates, anything, just like a relaxing place too.
Yes. Yeah.
And where you're not feeling like tense and like, yeah.
And especially, they always say, nobody's judging you.
Yeah.
No.
And don't go in thinking that either, because I feel like then your body is just going to.
No.
Yeah.
And then from there, they lay down supine. I've got usually in the classes, I do more or less 10 minutes standing. So I call warm up, fingers, all the joints, the spine. We are making the spine moving in all the direction.
Yeah.
There is not just the perfect like lateral flexion, rotation, lateral flexion and extension and make the body move in the opposite direction. Every direction.
Kind of like you said, like what you would do at home, like you're reaching for a plate, but then you're also getting,
everything.
I never think about that either. I was
so
like,
also rotate your head, eyes opposite direction, down there. Make a sound.
Yeah.
Because it's good for our heart, the vagus nerves, or it's good for the digestion system. So people having fun, they like, they're happy.
Yeah. That makes so much sense.
Having fun, I'm a certified hypnotherapist in Texas. I'm a hypno coach. So I do hypnosis for maybe cancer, divorce, any trauma that a kid or an adult have. And that for me, I love hypnosis because it's bring the person in so much relaxation that you work on the cells.
So you use hypnosis, relax them, and then you can
they find the reason why they have that. Me is just a tool. I'm becoming a tool for you to find your answer.
Interesting.
It's not me giving you an answer. Me is just, I'm the tool.
Okay.
And so sometimes I use, because people, in hypnosis, you can go back in the past, but some people are afraid.
Okay.
So I'm not doing that. I'm just bringing instead of, it's called that, so high. So you're so relaxed and I'm bringing so high where it's just love.
Yeah.
Surrounded by love.
That's amazing.
And you help people.
That's really neat.
And So many times they say, oh my God, it seems like I found heaven. But because what is heaven
and
what
is that? Happy place.
It's love. Yeah. What is God? At least God is love.
Yeah.
When it's just surrounded by love and they feel so good that they find answer.
Oh, that's really it's so interesting. I've never.
It's beautiful. From the, yeah. Because people are the name hypnosis. Oh my God.
Yeah.
No. It's no. And then, no. I don't know. It's just find this peaceful place for real that you can, and I make you talk to yourself.
Yeah.
Talk to yourself and giving answer a question is like talking
just
to
loving
some,
yourself.
Letting.
Yeah.
Call God, God's spirit giving you the answer.
Yeah. That's really cool.
That's what I do. I don't give you an answer. It's just somebody upstairs is giving the answer because you are going to open, right?
Yeah.
It's just you open your heart and your everything to feel it.
Thank you, Sarah, for letting me come into your studio today.
Okay, thank you.
Talk with me on your busy day.
Thank you. Thanks. Very, very much. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.